Good morning. It's Monday, April 15th, and that means two things. They say the best things in life are free, but what they don't say is that the second best things in life are very expensive. It's also time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone Tech, and let's talk about the Linta. This is an architectural downlight that's also an architectural uplight. It comes in a bunch of different lengths. It comes in a bunch of different mounting options. You can configure this to suit your needs. And again, because it's a Keystone product, you know what that means? Switches. Switches on the device. Up or down, on a switch. Power levels, on a switch. Color temperatures, on a switch. Saves you space, but gives you plenty to work with. That is what Keystone does. That is light made easy. The link is in the description. We have an ownership shuffle at RBW with Alex Williams selling his stake to his two co-owners. Border States will buy Dominion Electric. That deal closes on the 1st of May. Sohn Power buys Electrozad Supply. This is a multi-location OEM business. Did they say how much they spent on it? No. The Illinois House advances a ban on fluorescence. House Bill 2363 is moving up to the General Assembly. Washington State passes EPR rules for lighting, which, of course, does include a mercury ban for 2029. The NAW and the NAM push back on a new OSHA rule, saying that it is not reasonable. Acrossa has bought Ameron. That's $180 million for the pole company. The U.S. is pushing on Chinese industrial policy, with new talks between Treasury Secretary and Chinese officials taking aim at manufacturing work and jobs on both sides of the ocean. Speaking of, Chinese exports are down 7% compared to the same month last year. Neo Architectural has launched a lighting contest, encouraging designers and students to make the best of their fixtures. Orion is back on the NASDAQ naughty list with 31 consecutive days below $1 per share. Reset the clock. Let's see how this goes. AMS Osram revenues are down, sales down 5%, and more building projects are being abandoned. This is according to the Project Stress Index. The IES has announced the recipients of their scholarships with Christina Bevilacqua and Mohamed Valadze Elvan receiving $12,500 for their architectural education pursuits. Gotham has a new look, new logo. It looks nice. Panasonic has opened a new training center with Advanced Manufacturing Technology Center is operating in partnership with the Truckee Meadows Community College of Nevada. Parled has a new website. It's nice. Blingle has opened a new location in Naples, Florida. That's their fifth shop. It's up and running already. Rep Materials has opened a new facility. They make conduits. They're up and running in Oxnard, California. USPS Fort Myers is closed for retrofits with the mail going through Tampa. In legal news, there is a settlement in the Signify v. Mega Systems case with $500,000 going to Signify on this. In rep agency updates, Current has partnered with Illumination TG and Lightworks. Sola sales will be repping Classic Wire in Iowa and northeastern Nebraska. And Core has merged with Light. Now they're just Core Light. It's a good name. I like that one. Registration is open for the IES Street and Area Conference. The IES 24 overall is seeking papers, posters, presenters, and products. That deadline is on May 3rd. Registration is also open for the National Energy Codes Conference. That event is in May in Sacramento. The fourth annual CEA has been announced. That's an online event in indoor farming. That'll run May 17th and on the 31st of May. We have a new webinar on light and metabolic health from D. Lighthead. That's on the 16th of April. And talk with the IES NYC. This is a dimming and controls web session on the 17th. In IoT news, the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company has received $6.6 billion from the U.S. government to expand a previously planned Arizona plant. Panasonic will be verifying the usefulness of sensory rooms with trials in Japanese kindergartens. The NREL is improving grid security with new tools for cyber attack prevention. I hope those include teaching Dan not to click so many damn links. Dan. Sorry. Don't blame any Dans in your life. We have a RFP from the DLC seeking advice for network lighting controls and HVAC integration. Bodine showed off some self-testing emergency lighting with connected lamps and features. We have new features on the Hue with secure cameras running on AWS and SmartThings syncing to connected televisions for ambient lighting. And Skix has partnered with Kickler for new connected devices in decorative lighting. In R&D, we have dynamic lighting, reducing ICU delirium. These are new guidelines from the Society of Critical Care Medicine. In darkness news, we can talk about circadian rhythm being linked with fertility, light at night altering the behavior of grass mice. We have blue light linked with rising cancer rates for the young. We have circadian rhythm disruptions linked with heart failure in rats. We have UPlymouth forming a global ocean artificial light at night network. James Webb Telescope has spotted what could very well be urban light pollution on exoplanet Proxima Beta. That's 7 trillion miles away. Beaver Island is Michigan's first dark sky sanctuary. Locals are pushing back on Sky Tavern, Nevada's plan to add lighting to a ski hill. Albany, California, Lions Club is suing to remount a 28-foot-tall illuminated cross. Fairfax, California is moving on dark sky ordinance. A planned Pennsylvania pickleball play area is perturbing neighbors already. The neighborhood of Messier Hochelaga Maisonneuve in Quebec is working to reduce light pollution. Schwartz Creek, Michigan is reviewing their lighting ordinance. Alice Watkins, a high school sophomore, has been recognized for helping Cherokee County declare Dark Sky Week last week. The state of New York has begun their official Lights Out campaign for migration season. Texas, same deal. Moni, Illinois is banning light trespass. And Bombay, India has banned uplights in trees. In horticultural lighting, Maya Farms and Ecoation have won the Canadian Grand Prize in Deep Space Food Challenge. This is a NASA Canadian Space Agency prize that is going to a cabinet the size of a closet that produces a ton of food a year. A ton and a half, actually. Far Red LED boosts lettuce and tomatoes. That's better grown from Signify. The USDA has built a smart bug zapper. This is a mix of sensors that ID, target, and strike insects with laser beams. NASA GrowTech is coming back to land with lighting science, commercializing the IES GrowBox tech. AgriFi has sponsored a vertical farming study. This is at U Georgia, beginning cannabis crop studies. Cisco is bringing us the Internet of Coffee. Smart farms going up in Tanzania. Hennepin County, Minnesota is hosting a new indoor farm. And in sports news, 66 baseball stadiums are planning lighting upgrades with the major league standards moving down to the minors. Most of those are minor stadiums, but there are some major league stadiums also pending on the upgrades. And recommended reading, all this on nailed.org. We have the light and control market poised for a transformation. We have bans on fluorescence and what that does to rebates. We have a revisiting analysis of the current Hubble merger. We have daylighting in the CEIBS Shenzhen campus. We have the costs of starting school later in the day. We have a history of LA street lighting. We have what if we did not care about cooling LEDs? A case study of the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis. A case study of Pasaje de la Revolución in Mexico. And we have a case study of a Toyota dealership in Bakersfield. The language of light and Tetris. We have global events and supply chains. We have Wire It Right. We have the animals that need starlight to navigate. We have the pros and cons of indoor growing. We have how to be blackout ready in your office, in your warehouse. We have 7 growth tips for your lighting business. We have tech for night restoration. And we have a review of Nanoleaf outdoor strings. I would like to review some Nanoleaf products. Please, Nanoleaf, send me some products and I will review them. Sorry, just being honest. In local news, Las Vegas, Nevada is modifying their street lighting to confront copper thieves. Illinois has new grants for grocers. The USDA has new grants in Virginia. We have $19 million in safety projects planned for Tuscaloosa, Alabama. California is offering security funds for faith-based orgs. That includes schools and places of worship. Norfolk, Nebraska is spending $1 million on new lighting. Municipal buildings in Grand Rapids, Michigan are working on some Energy Star status. We have Edmonton, Alberta adding lighting to bike lanes. We have new street projects in Scranton, Pennsylvania, the Electric City. South Park, Los Angeles, California is adding new decorative lighting. Ridgecrest, California is proposing a new special lighting district. Jackson, Mississippi, these baseball fields have been struck by copper thieves, and Toronto, Ontario begins work on new highway lighting. Internationally, Quat Technologies has received the Most Promising Tech Startup in India award. In People News, Becky Lee will succeed Dirk Wald as the president of WAC Lighting. Jesse Fowler is an associate product designer at Shattershield. Greg Mercier will be the regional sales vice president at US Poll. We have two new advisory board members at Ozop Energy. Growlight has picked Paul Gray as their director. We have a new CFO at Method Electronics. We have Frank Denton set to retire. Spencer Bolgard set to retire. D. Scott Hirsch is now the VP of EHS at Rosendin. Tridonic UK has picked Daniela Grafe as their OEM sales manager. Aisha Donaghy's been selected as the 2024 Women in Trade Association Power List member, and the LIA has named Highwell Davies as a keynote speaker. And things you could do, or learn, or figure out that's weird. April 5th was Lava Lamp Day. You can smarten up your dumb appliances. You can make a rotating illuminated sign. I've been Scott Walker. Thank you to Nailed. Thank you to Keystone. Thank you for listening. And I want to thank you, and I want to ask you, to not just subscribe and like and review this show, but I want to ask you to check out Restoring Darkness. They're talking to Chip Israel. I want you to talk to listen to Lighting Controls. They talk to Kelly Gallagher. And Get a Grip on Lighting, the guys that started this all, with Miranda Shepherd and Sean Valiero being respectfully aggressive. I've been Scott Walker. See ya.
24 Heures du Mans. 24 Heures du Mans. La plus grande course automobile d'endurance du monde. Verrons-nous cette année les 200 km/h de moyenne. Deux marques sont en lice. Ferrari, le champion inamovible. Ford, le géant américain qui va tenter de s'imposer à ses dernières. La première séance d'essai a été contrariée par une violente tempête. Mais le vendredi soir, le vent s'était calmé et cela a permis de battre un sensationnel record du tour.
Pour une bonne demi-heure. Il y en a pour une demi-heure à la fin. Oui. Un champ.
apprenons que la voiture belge a déchappé un pneu arrière dans la ligne droite. Et voici l'arrivée. Les Ferrari privés occupent les trois premières places devant deux Porsche qui enlèvent les classements à l'indice de performance et à l'indice énergétique.
C'est comme ça qu'on gagne les 24 heures du monde.